Proclamation number 4896 of 12th of May, 1950. Divine Revelations, Words of Love and Wisdom. I and my word are the same. My word is the emanation of myself, consequently therefore the same substance. For where my word is heard I must also be, because it emanates directly from me. And thus my word will only ever testify to me myself wherever and however it is received. For this reason, however, it must also always agree, otherwise it is not my word but human word. The constant presence of myself guarantees correct thinking. Thus a person who is united with me through a life according to my will, through a way of life in love, can never ever think wrongly as soon as he hears my word not in sound but in thought. For the time being you must have established this prerequisite in order to now judge right and wrong prophets, about the truth of that which is represented as revelation from above. Wherever I myself can be present through love, right thinking and right feeling is guaranteed. But you humans are often unable to judge the extent of a person's love, and therefore you sometimes lack the ability to judge the truth of the announcements which want to be received from the spiritual kingdom. Whatever points to me, who is eternal love myself, must also be grasped by my spirit of love. However, this does not yet prove that the recipient of my word has penetrated wisdom. I impart words of love to every person who shows love towards me and desires the expression of my love from me. Words of wisdom, however, presuppose the fulfillment of a mission. Words of wisdom are conveyed to those who have a teaching task, who are to bring the gospel to their fellow human beings. Where words of wisdom are imparted, a certain degree of maturity of the soul has been reached, just as the conditions have been fulfilled which are attached to a teaching activity for my kingdom. People's free will can well close itself to this wisdom, thus reject it as untrustworthy, if they don't believe in the mission of a prophet, of a servant for me and my kingdom. But the one awakened by my spirit accepts these teachings without doubt and they complement his knowledge, his realization, they increase his love for me. But anyone who takes offense at wisdom teachings can also certainly be denied the awakening of the spirit, otherwise he would recognize my word, thus also me as the giver of the word. 14th of the 5th 1950. I take great joy in those who turn away from the world and seek and find their purpose in life and service for me and my kingdom. I will always be close to them, I will give their thoughts the right direction, I will never leave them without spiritual protection, i.e., I will always provide them with guides from the kingdom of light who will look after them and prevent them from going astray. For where good spiritual forces are allowed to work through a will turned towards me there is no danger of sinking into the abyss. All forces from the kingdom of light are receptacles for the strength of love from me and thus stations through which my strength is also conveyed to people. Whether my word, the obvious emanation of my strength, is received by me directly or conveyed to people through my bearers of light in the spiritual kingdom is of no significance for the value of the manifestations, since only my will determines and the bearers of light only ever carry out my will. It is always the spiritual spark in the human being which seeks contact with the Eternal Father Spirit and which recognizes everything spiritual and accepts it as an emanation of the Father Spirit. I give without limit and let the rays of my eternal love shine down upon the imperfect spiritual, and gaps in knowledge are always filled. The human being is always instructed in such a way as I consider beneficial for his course of development. As soon as a person's knowledge is expanded, As soon as knowledge opens up to him which he had not possessed before and which was not conveyed to him from outside, an emanation of my love is evident, and then the person can also consider himself taught by me. He may well have gained his knowledge mentally, and yet my spirit was active in him which taught him to think correctly and let him find a result which satisfies him, which he therefore recognizes as right. Only he must. And this is the first condition. Present the questions which move him to me. He must consciously request my support. He must approach me for help, for right thinking and full understanding, for wisdom from the heavens, i.e., for knowledge which lies beyond earthly limits. He may not expect his weak intellect to be able to give him complete enlightenment, but he must mentally turn to the originator of truth. He must come to me, and I will truly not let him go the earthly path in ignorance. I will instruct him in such a way that he will truly become knowledgeable, that it will become light in him and the spiritual darkness will be dispelled, for people are my living creations whom I want to educate into my children, and who can only recognize me as Father and Creator of eternity through truth, which is why I guide all people into truth who desire it and who believe in me, otherwise they don't request my support. Amen.